Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Although the human body is extremely resilient and can repair damaged tissues quite quickly, replacing whole body parts, such as a lost limb, seems to be a step too far. But there are creatures that can do this, including the salamander, which is a small lizard-like animal. Amputate a body part from one of these, and, within reason, it grows a replacement. So scientists are studying them to find out how they do this, to see whether we can trigger the same processes in injured humans. Victoria Gill told me more.
This is a team at University College London, led by Dr. Max Yun, who are looking at salamanders. Now, salamanders are fascinating in lots of ways, but particularly because they can regenerate entire limbs if they lose them. So they're actually the only fully mature vertebrate that can regenerate an entire limb. So something is happening inside their body whereby when they lose a limb, there's an environmental trigger or a trigger from a chemical in their blood that's switching their muscle cells and the cells that build up that limb into a developmental stage so those cells can proliferate and copy themselves and become a whole new limb. And these researchers want to find out how salamanders do that because ultimately, you can imagine regenerative medicine could really benefit from this.
Are they a good model for us then? If we can understand how they do it, do we think that will lead to us being able to do it? Because there's a big difference, obviously, between a salamander and us.
Obviously. I mean, there are a lot of barriers between us and a salamander, but actually, they're a very good model to work on. And partly because they're so unique and have this ability to be able to regenerate their limbs. So there's just a fundamental interest in this unique ability that could have such a medical relevance. But also, their body pattern is very similar to ours, their pattern of their limbs. So actually, they're the closest thing to us that we can look at this particular ability in. So if we're interested in regenerative medicine, in potentially using small molecules that would be able to trigger this biological pathway, the salamander is really the only vertebrate that we could look at.
So we work out how it does it and then see if we can recapitulate this in a person who's, say, become an amputee or something.
Ultimately, yes, but this is very early stages. This is a researcher who's a geneticist, who's interested in regenerative medicine, and just became fascinated with the fact that the salamanders could do this. So now she and her colleagues are taking cells from salamanders, putting them in dishes, and basically figuring out the molecular recipe that sort of gets switched on when these cells go from being just muscle cells to being proliferating cells. So they almost go back into a sort of quasi-stem cell state. And that's what's happening inside the salamander when it loses a limb. Its cells go through this change where instead of being a dormant muscle cell that's kind of decided what it is and will exist the rest of its days as a muscle cell, it switches into a different state and it can proliferate and copy itself and create an entirely new limb.
And have they found out what those triggers are yet, or the genetic switches that make this happen?
The crucial thing in this new paper is a genetic pathway called ERK, or the ERK pathway, and that gets switched on and maintained on. Now, that's a genetic pathway that we also have in our own muscle cells, but we don't have, or our cells don't have, that ability to switch it on and keep it switched on. And what that path does is take an environmental signal, so a signal from something outside the cell when there's trauma and when this salamander loses a limb, it takes that signal and it turns it into a cascade of events inside the cell. So lots of molecules start talking to each other. They take a message to the cell nucleus, the brain of the cell, and they tell that cell to switch into a state whereby it becomes a sort of stem cell and starts proliferating, starts reproducing. So this is a key part of this puzzle, figuring out that this ERK pathway is something that the salamanders are able to switch back on and turn their cells into, essentially, back into stem cells.
I guess we'd have to be careful, though, wouldn't we? Because a lot of these growth pathways and these genes that do these sorts of growing signals are also linked to cancer.
Exactly. When you're talking about anything to do with cell proliferation, fundamentally, that's what cancer is. And that's one of the things that's been such a clinical barrier to getting stem cell therapies into a clinical setting. Because if you can't control that cell copying itself, fundamentally, that's cancer. So what these researchers are trying to do is to get to the real fundamental molecular level and figure out exactly what is going on and ultimately how it's completely controlled and maintained from this quasi-stem cell state where these cells start copying themselves and exactly how they ultimately grow to be a fully formed new limb. Because at that stage, they then stop. The salamander's got a new limb. It takes about 2 months. It's an amazing process. But once that new limb is formed, that process is complete. So there's some kind of control mechanism going on there. And that's the next stage in this research, to figure out how that is stopped so that it doesn't become an out of control and therefore cancerous growth.
Science reporter Victoria Gill.